Hey, we are back with Trouble in River City, and we have the Tenay boys on The Empire Never Ended. We have Boris and Ray on to continue our exploration into scams and grifts during Civil War era, early 90s Yugoslavia. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
Welcome back.
Good. Yeah, this guy is going to be even, I think he's a funnier character than the Fina was, and crazier.
He's definitely crazier, yeah.
I was looking at pictures of him, and he is just Robbie Coltrane, the actor.
He is Robbie Coltrane.
He looks exactly like Robbie Coltrane, and like almost dresses kind of like him too, with the scarves and stuff. Like he's a very well-dressed man, I must say.
He has impeccable sartorial sense.
Yeah, he's a sartorialist.
He's a sartorialist.
I mean, he dressed the part. I mean,
he dressed the part. He definitely is dressing the part. But today we are talking about the legendary Gazda Jezda, a.k.a. Jezda the Boss, a.k.a. Jezdimir Vasilij.
Fuck. It's a mouthful.
Come on. You can do it. Yes.
Was that good?
Okay,
so you pronounce, you know what, you pronounce Balkan last names better than second generation Balkan Canadian journalist Adam Givo pronounces his last name.
Well, so you were close. It is, the J is a Y, basically. So it's Jezda and Jezdimir Vasilievich. So the last name, I'll give you a pass on that one's kind of tough. It's got the palatized L and... Yeah.
Yeah. It's all those I's and L's and J's all next to each other, the dots, you know. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes I get turned around, you know.
Yeah. I took a class once. I studied Swahili and we had a Croatian American girl in the class who had some very like consonants all next to each other and pronounceable name, and our professor was like, I have never seen this many consonants in one place. Like, I'm very sorry. So yeah, I guess we can jump right into Gazda Jezda, Jezda the Boss. He's definitely a colorful character, to say the least. I mean, his story is super weird because, I don't know, we've covered a lot on our show of like Balkan diaspora people and like what happens when they return, like they start a paramilitary group or something like that. But they always have some sort of like background story from when they were abroad. And you can like, okay, they were in the French Foreign Legion, they were a businessman, this, that, and the other thing. And with this dude, it's like his whole life is shrouded in mystery, except for like the period between 1990 and 1993. Before and after is just like a complete mystery. So we're going to be like piecing together some of the stuff from his life, because he's just a con man, like straight up, nothing
amazing.
Else.
Amazing. He like spawned in when the Soviet Union fell, like in Resident Evil when Nemesis starts following you.
Like, yes, exactly. Many, many such cases.
So he, like the Fina, pretty much the same age. He's born in 1948 in Yugoslavia, but unlike the Fina, he leaves pretty much as soon as he finishes high school. So like age 19, he's out of there. And this is like where the kind of mystery begins, because we know for a fact that he went to Sweden initially.
Classic
Balkan Gastarbeiter move or whatever.
Yeah. My tour manager for years, European tour manager, lives in Skåne in southern Sweden, close to Malmo. And